Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
I wanted to tackle something that I think is extremely important, and that is how to handle our negative emotions. You know, we're going to have them, we're human beings, so at times we're gonna have hate and anger and frustration and jealousy and sadness and stress and worry and fear and things of that sort. And how do we handle these emotions? And I wanted to teach you guys really the benefit of having these emotions and how to really learn how to feel your feelings in a healthy way, because I don't think we are ever taught these things in school and from our own parents. And I think it's so healthy and necessary to create a great life if you learn how to handle and process these feelings and these emotions. So one of the reasons why people often don't like to feel their feelings, or, you know, whether they're, well, obviously if they're negative, is because they're so scared of what they're feeling, when it's just a feeling, it's just an emotion that you're having. They just have this feeling or belief that they won't know how to get themselves out of it, and so they either disassociate or they suppress it and they push it down, or they just say, okay, you know, I'm just gonna pull through this and it is what it is, right? Like, I just gotta pull through it, instead of just being able to love themselves and parent themselves through all of these feelings that we're having and have that kind of inner dialogue with yourself that you should be having. Like I always talk about, parenting yourself, learning how to be your best friend, learning how to be your own coach and therapist, or whatever it is that serves you, but learning how to really take care of yourself and what it is that you're feeling, and really taking responsibility for what it is that you're feeling. So one of the things that was a real game changer for me was I stopped looking at my negative emotions as a bad thing, and I started saying, okay, there's actually a purpose to everything that you're feeling, and our negative emotions have a purpose as well. They're basically a signal. They're a red flag that's going on, that there's something that's going on inside that you have to deal with, that you have to tend to. And usually it's one of two things. Either your negative emotions are creating this story inside of your head that's not true, or could possibly not be accurate, and you keep repeating it over and over again, that's causing you that anger, that's causing you that hate, frustration, sadness, worry, stress, anxiety, and you keep repeating the story when in fact you don't even have all the facts, you don't know if it's actually gonna happen in life, it's not happening in this moment. And so that was really huge for me when I realized that my negative emotions were just really signs, then I needed to go a little deeper and figure out, okay, well, where is this coming from? Where's this hate coming from? Where's this anger coming from? And really unraveling everything that emotion was attached to, every story I was telling myself and things of that sort, and really taking responsibility for every story that was coming up. So for example, if you're dealing with someone that, let's say, betrayed you, and they betrayed you. I mean, you know, they did something that was really hurtful. They did something that was morally wrong or whatever. And so that is a black or white situation. But the reality is that you created a story as to why they did what they did to you. And you're taking it so personally that it's causing all of these negative emotions to come up. Of course, one of the emotions that's going to come up is sadness, right? Or anger. And one of the things that I learned was, and this was really, really huge for me, was the underlining feeling of anger is always sadness. So when you're angry at someone, if you're angry at a situation, really what you're experiencing is sadness. You're sad because you had an expectation of who you thought this person was, or what you thought this situation was going to be, and because it's not coming to fruition, because someone is now a different person, or did something that you didn't think that they were capable of doing, or that a situation is not going to happen now, and you were really sure this was going to happen, it causes you to feel that disappointment. It causes you to feel that sadness. So instead of saying, I don't hate you, I'm not angry with you, what I really am is just, I'm sad. I'm sad and I'm disappointed. And understanding that feeling and emotion rather than just running with the hate and anger and just keeping that at the forefront and just repeating that same story over and over again of why you think someone did what they did to you or why you think a situation happened the way it did, when in fact there could be a ton of other reasons why these things happen that, number one, have absolutely nothing to do with you, and number two, you know nothing about. Now, this stuff is not always easy to do. So we've been conditioned and we've been programmed to stay stuck in these feelings, right? We weren't programmed and taught how to really move through these feelings and these emotions that we're having. We were taught really nothing. And actually, some people were taught to really stay in that emotion and just power through it. You know, when you hate someone for life and you just roll with it. So this takes time to kind of really work through, because in order to learn how to process your negative emotions and really change that story, that's something you're not going to be able to do overnight. It's going to take practice. So when you're having a feeling of stress, of worry, of hate, of anger, what I always, and this is why I talk about parenting yourself, is you have to be able to have that inner dialogue. And one of the first things that you have to do with that dialogue is you have to become extremely curious. You have to become so curious, as if you were sitting across the table from your parent, your best friend, someone that you love, and they came to you with this problem of, I'm frustrated, I'm sad, I'm hurt, I'm, you know, I hate this person, I'm angry about this, and become curious and want to help them and solve that problem. You know, why do you feel this way? And asking them questions to really dig out, okay, well, what's the root of this, so we can get to the root of the problem. It's the same thing with parenting yourself. When you're experiencing all of these feelings, you know, really getting to the root of, okay, where does this anger come from? Where does this hate come from? What's the story that I'm telling myself that's attached to, you know, why I hate this person or why I'm angry with this person? And like I said, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be sadness. And so really understanding how we can manage our state and taking responsibility for the fact that every negative emotion you feel, you're feeling, no one's making you feel that way. Even if someone does something to you, you still are choosing to stay in that state of hate or anger or what have you. And you know what? Maybe you need to stay in that state for a little bit, and that's totally fine. But where it becomes unhealthy for you is where you get stuck in it. And when we, you know, keep repeating the same stories over and over again, and when we just start venting constantly, and we're, you know, going back to that same place where that person first hurt us or where this situation first happened, and we're reliving it over and over again, that we're staying so stuck in that negative space instead of learning that that negative emotion is a sign that I need to tend to something inside of myself and figure out, okay, well, where is this story coming from? Where is this emotion coming from? Because if you really want to be happy, if you really want to live a great life, you don't want to stay stuck in these feelings. You want to be able to understand where they're coming from and figure out, what is the story that I need to change, or what is the action that I need to take in order to change my state and how I'm feeling, and get yourself there. And that's all self-love. That's all parenting yourself. And when you know how to do this stuff, it's really self-empowering, because you're taking responsibility for your life. You're taking responsibility for how you feel in every single moment. And no one else, no matter what they do, can affect how you feel, can affect your vibration, can affect, you know, where you are in every single moment. And that creates happiness, because you're going to come in contact with people that are going to hurt you. You're going to come in contact with abusive people. And if you don't know how to manage your emotions and manage these things, and not stay stuck in every little emotion or feeling that you're having, then you're gonna live an unhappy life, and you're really allowing external factors to dictate whether or not you live a good life and whether or not you're happy right in this moment. Now, of course, situations happen, like, you know, death and divorce and illness, and things happen in life that are stressful, and things happen in life that cause sadness. So this isn't about saying, okay, I'm just gonna unravel all of this hate and anger, all of this feeling, I'm gonna unravel it and I'm gonna learn how to just process it so easily. It doesn't work that way, of course, but things like sadness and things like, you know, that happen to us in life, if you know, our spouse just up and leaves us, or if God forbid someone that we love passes away tragically, you know, those all are under obviously sadness. And again, sadness is not necessarily a bad thing. It's basically a sign that you have to parent yourself. You have to love yourself through that. So yes, if someone, you know, God forbid something happened to someone that we love and we have to deal with the fact that they're no longer with us, that's something that we have to process. That's just not something that we just snap our fingers and we're over it. We have to be sad in that moment. But we also have to be able to slowly start picking ourselves up. And it's the same thing with when you're angry with someone, or when you feel like you hate someone because of maybe what they did to you or whatever the case may be. It's maybe in a brief moment that that hatred is what you need to kind of like give yourself the confidence to maybe move on with your life, but to stay stuck in that space and to allow yourself or allow these external factors of people and situations to have a hold over your happiness, that's a completely different story. So I want to give you four things to think about when you have a negative emotion. So number one is you have to manage your state. And I know Tony Robbins talks about this a lot, and I absolutely love him. I listen to him every chance I get, as well as a lot of other coaches and people as well. But he always says, you know, we have to manage our state. And that's absolutely true, because when you manage your state, you take responsibility for how you feel in every single moment, because it really is your responsibility. No one can make you feel anything. Even when someone does something to you, the reality is you're choosing to feel that way, and it's not a bad thing. This isn't about right or wrong. It's about just accepting that it's your responsibility that you feel this way. And I think, you know, I might get some people that say, well, it's not my responsibility if I'm angry at this person because they did this, this, and this. The reality is that it is. It is your choice to feel that way. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have the feelings that you're having, but it is a reality that you are responsible for how you feel in every single moment. And when you start really living by that, you will no longer be a victim. And a victim is someone that sounds like, I feel this way because they did this, or I feel this way because this situation happened to me. That's the victim role. But the person that's self-loving and self-empowering and has control over their life says, yes, while what this person did was hurtful and it bothered me and it disappointed me or whatever, I had to experience that negative emotion. I had to experience that little bit of anger that was coming up, that hatred, that frustration, or whatever it was, but I learned where that story was coming from, and I started changing my story slowly. That's healthy, rather than just making someone responsible for how you feel in every single moment when that's really just not the case. So I kind of did a two-in-one there. So number one is manage your state. So we have to be mindful of what we're feeling in every single moment, and a lot of people are not. They just kind of let life happen to them, and they let situations happen and people affect them, and they're just not even mindful of the fact that they actually have the power to change their state. So number one, manage your state. Be mindful of how you're feeling in every single moment and be curious as to why you're feeling what you're feeling. And number two is take responsibility for your emotions, like we just talked about. So after you have taken responsibility for your emotions, you have accepted that, okay, I feel this. Now what you have to do, like I said, is you have to unravel that story. You have to basically learn what is the story that's causing me to feel this way and start changing your perspective on the story. And the last thing is you have to start changing your story. So the story that's playing on why you are upset with someone, why you are frustrated and stressed, why are you having anxiety, why are you worrying, that fear, that hate, that anger, what's the story that's underneath all of that? Become really curious with yourself. Ask yourself questions to help pull out, okay, well, what is the root of why I'm feeling this way? And once you get to the root, that's when you challenge that root. Say, okay, you know, I'm feeling really stressed because, you know, I just don't know what's going to happen in the future, and I, you know, I'm about to get divorced and I don't know what's going on here, or, you know, I'm stressed because I have so much work going on, you know, at my company right now, and I'm just overwhelmed and overworked. And it's like, okay, all of these things are valid. All of these things happen to us every single day. You know, we get stressed, we have fear, we have worry. And once you unravel, okay, what's the root? Then we can look at, what am I really worried about? What am I fearful of? What am I stressed about? Why am I really angry with this person? And start challenging these things. You know, Do I need to be stressed in this moment about what's going on? A lot of the times we get so wrapped up in the past or the future that we forget, in this moment, is there something that I need to be concerned about? And it sounds so simple, but when you really start living more moment to moment, this isn't about not preparing for the future and just being so carefree, but when you just try to be mindful of every single moment and just live in these small moments, that is what creates happiness. That's when you can let go of a lot of stuff and just live carefree and happier and more content and more peaceful. It's when we start getting wrapped up in what has happened to us and we're reliving the same story over and over again, or we're so fearful and worried about the future or anxious about what someone's saying about us or what could happen or whatever, that we are so in our heads and we're not in the moment. And when we're in our heads, usually we're always telling ourselves a story that's coming from that negative ego that is false, that is not actually happening, not something that we need to be worrying about, and it's creating all of these things inside of us. You know, if we hate someone, or if we're angry with someone, again, the underlying feeling is sadness, so we need to sit in that sadness. What does that sadness mean? So if we're angry because someone betrayed us, because someone lied to us, because they hurt us and we didn't think that they would ever do that, okay, we can sit in that anger, we can sit in that frustration for a minute, but then we need to get to the root of what that feeling is. And again, we have to sit in that sadness. We have to love ourselves through that sadness and understand that while, of course, what someone did to us was hurtful, we have to also challenge that thought of, was it me? Did it have to do with me? You know, maybe someone, a friend said something to you and it was really hurtful, but maybe she was really stressed. Maybe she had something going on. It doesn't excuse the behavior. It just takes yourself out of the situation and your ego out of the situation, and then it didn't have anything to do with you. You know, maybe you don't understand. Maybe you're taking what someone said the wrong way. You know, maybe you got defensive when someone said something instead of saying, hey, you know, I heard you say something and I just want to make sure, because this is what I got from it, but I know that can't be right. Like, I have to be kind of tripping right now and like not really taking what you said the right way, because I know you wouldn't want to do anything to hurt me. So when we have these arguments or confrontations with people and we come with love, we come with understanding and compassion and, you know, just empathy, to slow it down and not get defensive, doesn't mean we don't feel what we're feeling. We just basically express, hey, this is what I'm feeling. Am I right? Is this really what's going down right now? Is this really what you meant? And really asking people to communicate a little bit deeper on maybe what it is they were trying to say to you. That always helps you to not stay in that place of frustration if you are dealing with someone, or that place of anger or hatred if you have towards someone else. The last thing, and this is something really, if you're feeling that, you know, frustration or stress or worry or fear or insecurity, whatever it is you have to recognize, okay, where am I at right now? What are my emotions? How am I standing? Do I have a smile on my face? Because if we're angry and frustrated, or we're just like fearful and worried and we're just slouched over and we're just like looking like this, and you know, we just feel that tension all in our body, then it's going to be very easy to stay in that negative space. But if we stand up straight, if we smile for no reason, and I always tell my clients this, you know, if you really want to change your mood, you have to change how you feel. You have to change, you know, like Tony Robbins says, your biochemistry. You have to move around. So exercising, going on walks, doing something that you enjoy doing, smiling for no reason. Something as simple as smiling for no reason really, really affects your mood in every single moment. And it's that kind of fake it to make it type of a thing. If you're feeling really stuck in a situation, you know, if you're driving home from work and you just had the crappiest day ever and you're just drained and stressed and frustrated, and you just, you know, it's a nice warm summer day and you just like turn on the radio and all of a sudden like your song comes on and it's like, oh my God, I'm feeling the song, and all of a sudden your mood just changed. And why did it change? Because you're doing something, or you're listening to something that you enjoy, and your body started changing and your facial expression started changing, and it totally changed your mood. And now if someone were to flip you off or call you or maybe try to like get under your skin, it would be a lot harder for you to like quickly go to that place of anger or frustration if you're just feeling so great in the moment. So it's just like little things here and there that can always help us to change our state, to change our body, to change our mood, to really change how we're feeling in every single moment. So I hope that this has helped you guys kind of understand your negative emotions, that they're not bad things, that even when we don't always want to feel that anxiety, we don't always want to feel that fear, we don't always want to think about the stress or anything like that, I really challenge you to start welcoming all of those things. Don't be fearful of your anxiety. Don't be fearful of your worry and stress. Really be curious as to why you're feeling what you're feeling and learn how to really parent yourself through that feeling. Challenge that thought that you're having that's usually a negative one and usually one that's not even reality. It's one that you've created in your head. So my challenge for you is to definitely be aware of all of your negative emotions, and challenge each and every one. Welcome them, sit them down right next to you, have a conversation with them, and really love yourself through all of them.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.